Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I just finished watching the debate between Jeff Riddle and James White, and I wanted to give some thoughts on it while it's fresh in my mind. The debate was about the so-called long ending of the book of Mark. Now, obviously, I believe that the King James Bible is the Word of God without error in the English language. I believe that the Textus Receptus Greek New Testament, published by the Trinitarian Bible Society, is the Word of God without error. And so, to me, there's no question about the fact that Mark 16, 9 through 20 is authentic. And virtually every Bible in this world contains Mark 16, 9 through 20. But Dr. James White believes that this is not scripture. In fact, in this debate, he even said that the author was probably not orthodox in his beliefs, that it was probably written by someone who believed wrong. So he rejects it as an unorthodox corruption of scripture. We're talking about the entire section, Mark 16, 9 through 20. And I think that Jeff Riddle did a great job in this debate of defending the position that says that it's authentic. A lot of the modern Bible versions, ESV, NIV, and the like, will have a footnote, or not even a footnote, they put it right in the column saying that the oldest, most reliable manuscripts do not contain Mark 16, 9 through 20. Of course, they're really just talking about Sinaiticus and Vaticanus, which in my opinion are both garbage. So anyway, Jeff Riddle did an excellent job of defending Mark 16, 9 through 20. He made a lot of great points. Let me just point out a few things that I noticed in the debate. First of all, James White starts out right away bragging at the very beginning, as he always does, about how, you know, he has defended scripture in London and South Africa. He always likes to go through this litany of how he has debated in mosques in these other countries and everything. Whereas I felt that Jeff Riddle came across as much more humble in the debate and didn't feel the need to brag or praise himself in any way. Another thing that jumped out at me was the part where James White says that we should never build a doctrine on a disputed text. But the Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, of course, we as Christians who believe that the traditional received text is the Word of God, the text that has been passed down and preached and used for centuries, represented in the King James Bible and the Greek Textus Receptus published by the Trinitarian Bible Society, for example, these things aren't even disputed unto us, so we're going to use all of them to build all of our doctrine, and we don't believe that one scripture is any more authoritative than another. You know, I pick up my King James Bible, and everything in it is equally authoritative. But to James White, there are all these disputed texts. It's not just Mark 16. It's, the first 11 verses of John chapter 8 that he would totally reject. It's another 16 verses throughout the New Testament that he would reject. And then a bunch of others that are just disputed. So even if he says, yeah, I think this is probably authentic, if it's disputed, he's not going to use it to build a doctrine. So it's kind of like a second tier of authority. It's not of the same authority as the one that's so-called undisputed. Well, again, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. And so I believe we should build doctrine upon any and all scriptures. And it says that the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works. You're not going to be throughly furnished, completely furnished, if you don't have the whole scripture, if you're leaving out chunks of scripture. And Mark 16, 9 through 20 is one of those. Another thing that kind of jumped out at me was at one point in the debate, he's talking about Athanasius defending the deity of Christ and you know, I don't know if I misunderstood this, but to me it sounded like he said that, you know, if X, Y, and Z would have happened differently, we would have ended up with a semi-divine Jesus. We wouldn't even have Christianity today. The whole thing would have collapsed. He's acting like, you know, without Athanasius stepping up and defending the deity of Christ, that Christianity could have just ceased to exist, or that, you know, everybody would just believe differently on the deity of Christ or something. Folks, that is ridiculous. That's bizarre and ridiculous. As if the Holy Spirit of God working in believers isn't enough to ensure the preservation of a doctrine like the Trinity or the deity of Jesus Christ, like that it's all just relying on this one guy defending it. You know, so I guess the same guy who doesn't have the faith to believe that God providentially kept his word pure in all ages is the same guy who thinks that, I guess, you know, Christianity itself was just hanging by a thread if this one guy hadn't have stepped up. Folks, that's ridiculous. No matter what, people will always believe in the Trinity. People will always believe in the deity of Christ. People will always believe in all the key doctrines of Scripture because they're in the Bible, because they're clearly taught in Scripture. And just because a bunch of bozos throughout history couldn't read what was clearly stated in Scripture because they weren't saved and because it's spiritually discerned, they're not saved. So they think that Christ is not divine, or they reject the Trinity, or they reject other core doctrines of the Bible. Folks, there was never any danger of any doctrine that's right from ceasing to exist, because as long as you have the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, you're going to have all the right doctrines there. Now, let's say theoretically, you know, everybody forgot about a doctrine. Okay, well, then it's immediately going to come back because you've got the Holy Spirit, you got millions of believers, you got the Bible. So that part was just weird, where he acted like there was ever any peril to Christianity itself or the doctrine of the deity of Christ just because you have a bunch of bozos arguing about it. That's ridiculous. And, you know, you have all these Catholic councils throughout history, you know, deciding which books are going to be included and deciding, you know, what doctrine we're going to believe. Folks, what we believe today is not based on those things. It's based on the Holy Spirit. It's based on the written Word of God. God has worked and moved through his people, and we don't need a bunch of Catholics to get together and decide what we believe. We didn't need it back then, and we don't need it now. I'm trying to think of anything else that was especially interesting. Well, let me just say this, you know, and I'm going to bring up one point critical of Jeff Riddle now. And let me, before I do, let me just say this. He did a great job, and I'm sure that he did a much better job than I could have done. So I'm just saying this with all due respect. The one point that I did not agree with, that I felt like was a weak point for him, was when he tried to claim that Mark chapter 16, verses 9 through 20 provides some powerful evidence for cessationism. You know, I do feel that he was kind of stretching things a bit there, and that he was using that scripture in a way that is not legitimate, and that, you know, James White said he'd never heard anybody teach it that way or say it that way. And I agree. I've never heard anybody say it that way either. And I didn't agree with that particular point. But like I said, I'm not saying that to throw any shade on him because he did a fantastic job. I just want to point out that one point of disagreement that I had. But all in all, you know, I think it was a worthwhile listen. It was definitely a lot more worthy of my time than the stupid Trump-Biden debate that I sat through. So anyway, just wanted to throw out a few thoughts that came to me while it's fresh in my mind. And I have not yet watched the debate on the Ephesians 3 scripture, but I'm planning on watching that sometime in the next few days. God bless you. Have a great day.